Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. And
I'd also like to welcome everyone who are in our sanctuary and those who are outside and those who are listening over the radio and the internet to join us today in our worship service here at Bethel Baptist Church. And we thank you for coming and listening to Pastor's message today. And we pray that you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort that only God's Word can give us. You can also find an outline of today's sermon also in the church bulletin. The scripture of the month is also found in our bulletin in Psalm chapter 89 and verse 1. The scripture says, "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known the faithfulness to all generations." Amen. The activities and services of this coming week, this Wednesday, the 26th, the midweek prayer service will be held here at Bethel Baptist Church at 7:30 p.m. And if you'd like to join us from your home, or you can email us at secretary@bbcmh.org for more information and to deliver your prayer requests to us here. We'd like to know about your needs. The ladies and men's Bible studies are canceled for this week, but I see here that we also have the youth group Bible study will be Friday, the 28th, and you can join us in person or by WebEx, and all ages are welcome to join, so anyone can come. Our remaining services for today have been canceled, and now we're going to continue to praise the Lord together with Madeline at the piano and myself leading the songs. And our first song, our first hymn, will be 475, the first and last verse, 475. For that wonderful singing, and may we continue to praise our God and King. Number 153, if we'll please turn in our hymnals to 153, 153, first and last stanza, please. Thank you. Thank you once again. Let us all stand now for our last hymn, number 420. 420, first and last stanzas, please. Seated, Pastor Tomlinson.
Actually, please remain standing for prayer. Anyway, it is good to see everybody here, despite the fires that we have up in the East Hills here, East for us anyway. People are still gathering together to be with our Lord, our Savior, and our God, and what a blessing that is. I just want to remind people that offerings and tithes and offerings will be received in the tithes and offering box in the foyer there. And again, remind people we have added outdoor listening capabilities. And right now, we're basically they're saying we can have up to 60 people outside. So join us and be with us, and let's celebrate our Lord, our Savior, and our God together and in fellowship with Him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for the glorious riches which we have in Christ Jesus, for the knowledge of the hope of eternal life through faith in Christ that you have placed within our hearts and within our minds. You have called us unto yourself to do your will and to be your servants, your representatives here in this world. And as Paul writes in Ephesians 6:13, he says, "Therefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Lord, I pray for you to do a mighty work in your people, that by your power and by your might and by your presence, we would be able to stand in the midst of the evil day, standing against the forces of evil, against the sicknesses and the diseases of this world, to remain faithful and true and committed to you. We pray that you would do a mighty work in the hearts of your people who are called by your name, that there would be a revival in the land, people desiring the pure milk of the Word of God, to consume that Word of God as if it's their last and greatest meal, and continually hunger and thirst for that Word. And not just want the Word in their lives or in their minds and their hearts, but truly to drive everything that they say and do, that we would engage and encounter this world around us with your might, with your power, with your Spirit and your gospel, that there would also be revival in the land, that those who encounter us would hear in your transforming power, and they would encounter your special love. We pray for this country in the midst of the panic and the worry and the fears of whether it's the COVID-19 disease or whether it's the fires or whatever, or the riots that are throughout the country, that, Lord, that you would indwell within the people your peace, your calmness, your sense of purpose and presence, that people would draw close to you and rejoice to know that no matter what happens in this world, we are yours and we are securely yours. We pray for these fires that are throughout California, and we have some not too far from here burning from part of the east part of Morgan Hill, even over in the pass, over to Patterson along Highway 5, and there's fires throughout there, Lord. But you are greater than the fires, and you are more precious than our own lives and our own possessions. Lord, I pray for your protection upon the people, upon the firefighters, upon the residents of the area, for your peace and calmness to be in their midst. We pray, Lord, for your healing and comforting power. We pray for Lil Ida and pray for you to strengthen and increase her platelets. Pray that you would reduce the pain that she has because of the low blood platelets, and bless her, Lord, greatly. We pray for those with cancer, for Bob Jones' brother Ron, Al Meek's friend Jim Shearer, Dana Nariel's friend Karen. Bless them with your healing touch and your comforting spirit. We are thankful, Lord, for so many things, and we are thankful for our friend Esther Pelias, who's expecting in September. We're thankful that Darlene is at home recovering from her broken ankle. We're thankful for Rose, who is at home recovering from her pneumonia. We thank you, Lord, for Mary's aunt, 90 years old, had COVID and has recovered from that and is back at Pacific Hills. Bless her, Lord, and strengthen her for you. We pray for your mighty spirit upon those who need your wisdom and guidance, as for us as at Bethel, as we are looking to understand how we can open and how we can engage and encounter the community around us with your gospel and with your truth. And that you would guide us into understanding about our facilities itself, Lord. Give us your wisdom. We pray for your missionaries that you have placed in our presence, and pray for you to use them in a mighty way. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco of Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio Emerica Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women in Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries throughout the United States. Bless them, Lord, with your divine provision and with the power of your spirit to help others receive your spirit. We pray for the offering that it will be used for your honor and your glory, for the expansion of your kingdom and the gospel's kingdom. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who support the work of ministry, whether they're here in the sanctuary, back in our pavilion, open air area, or whether they're listening over KKMC, over the internet, or the radio. Bless them, O Lord, abundantly with your provision and your guidance, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now you may be seated. Oh.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And now let us continue to worship the Lord with our message today, as Pastor is going to be teaching from James chapter 2, verses 19 through 26. James chapter 2, 19 through 26. And if you please stand for the reading of God's word. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. May God bless the reading of his word. And now may we all bow with a word of prayer, please. Our Father in heaven, once again we enter into your holy of holies, into your presence, your throne room, only by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for loving all people, and you do not want anyone to perish, but to come to know you as their Savior. Father, you are our God who is jealous for his people. Father, you want our exclusive devotion to you. Father, your word tells us that you do not want to share us with the worldly sins. Father, one of your commandments you gave Moses in Exodus in chapter 20, verses 1 through 6, your word says, And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. Father, for you are our God, to be praised, worshiped, for your glory and your splendor. Father, may all hearers of your word do this today. Father, give us a glimpse of your glory, as you did for Moses as you passed by the rock and hid him by your hand. And our life will be changed forever. Father, now bless your word as it goes out, as the pastor preaches it. Bless all hearers, Lord, and may we all receive it gladly. Now bless our pastor, Greg Thomason, as he brings us your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.